for the deepest, darkest grooves, to the backwoods swamp where you hit the bottom, from the inside of your casket to the fears lodged deep inside your subconscious. It's time for the Big Scary Show.
Hi, this is Jen Braverman with Trans World, and you have been listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hi, this is Wicked Wendy, the new special correspondent for The Big Scary Show, and you are listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hi, this is Dog Soldier from The Big Scary Show, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show. Ow!
Hi, this is Kelly Allen of Raycliffe Manor, and author of So You Want to Be a Haunt Entrepreneur, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hi, this is Mike Layton from Legends Dark Amusements, and happy birthday to The Big Scary Show.
Happy bloody birthday to The Big Scary Show. Love you guys. Rock and roll. Wow.
Hey, this is Al Driver from Slaughterhouse Studios, and I'm wishing Big Scary Show happy 2 years birthday.
You're listening to The Big Scary Show with three big scary men and one that wears more makeup than I do.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here, and welcome to The Big Scary Show version 3.0. As you no doubt know, we're starting year three of our humble broadcast that we hope inform and entertain you, and thank you again for being a part of it. We're celebrating the fact that we're already halfway to Halloween and that we finally rounded the corner. If you haven't gotten your scenes built, your costumes sewn, or your props bought, you may want to do so now or start panicking. That being said, I got a joke for you. The Haunt Rocker and Kelly Allen walk into a bar. Well, I didn't say it was a good joke. But we do have Jerry Vane and Kelly Allen, one of the most respected names in the haunt industry, drinking at a bar in San Diego. The conversation is rather intoxicating, and you won't believe some of the things that are said. In addition, we continue our convention coverage with none other than the Midwest Haunters Convention. We bring back Jen Braverman to discuss all the latest updates and what's new for MHC 2014, plus some very frank discussions about putting together this year's show. We hope she'll answer many of the questions you might have and get you pumped for this year's show, as it looks to be a good one. Our special correspondent, Dog Soldier, is back with an interview with actor Danny Pintaro. Ever wanted to know what happened to that kid from Cujo? Dog Soldier knows, and now you will too. Speaking of special correspondents, we bring in Wicked Wendy to the Roundtable of Terror to discuss where the Big Scary Show will be heading in year three. As a bonus, we introduce our brand new super special correspondent. Who is it? Make sure you tune in to find out. We still don't know if it's a good idea, but at least he's entertaining. Mostly. Storm brings you some of his famous rantings in a haunt minute. The unknown scare actor is going to make you face your fears once again. The haunt-strumentalist Jerry Vane brings the rock to this week's show. And Badger once again keeps you up to date with all the latest breaking news from the industry. Plus, much more, only on this episode of The Big Scary Show. Now, how many haunt rockers does it take to change a light bulb?
You want a big show with top vendors, useful education, a kick-ass haunt tour, and one hell of a party.
the National Haunters Convention at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center at Oaks. Go to nationalhauntersconvention.com. It's not just big, it's national. May 2nd through 4th. For tickets and information, go to nationalhauntersconvention.com.
All right, this is the Haunt Rocker, and I am here with a man whose name is synonymous with the haunted house industry. And try saying synonymous after two beers. Well, in your case, it'd be two glasses of wine, but I am sitting here with Mr. Kelly Allen from the Raycliffe Manor out of Joplin, Missouri, which, rest in peace.
Yeah.
But we are here at the Stone Brewery. What exactly would you call this? This is like the restaurant bar tasting area or something like that?
Restaurant bar and brewery.
There we go. That works for me too.
A brewery.
We're on the actual brewery, and I know for a fact that Jim, the unknown scare actor, is hating my ass right now. But Kelly contacted me recently. He said, hey, if you ever come down, let's get together. And finally took him up on it. We're sitting here. It's a wonderful Saturday night. We got a fire pit going behind us and drinking some beer and drinking some wine. And Kelly, how the hell are you, man? You've been out of action for a while.
Doing great. Doing fantastic.
Okay, now, a lot of people know, you were associated with Raycliffe Manor and also with your book. And pimp the book again.
Oh, so you want to be a haunt entrepreneur?
The Bible of the haunted house industry.
Thank you.
But what I know that when when you guys had the really bad tornadoes that went through Joplin back in, was it 2011?
2011.
Was that the catalyst for you to decide to finally just kind of call it quits for a little while?
Yeah, actually what happened was we did decide to go ahead and try to run that year, that fall, after the 2011 tornado devastated Joplin, Missouri, and wiped out about 30% of the business community, the community at large. We went ahead and we decided to try to run, and we made a commitment to the Joplin Recovery Fund and honored that commitment after running through the season. And fortunately, we were able to pay our actors, pay off all of our pay the vendors, pay off, everyone that we owed. And unfortunately, that was kind of sealed our fate because the economic impact of the tornado to the community put the writing on the wall and, forced us to have to make a tough decision and close down. But everything happens for a reason, and my mom's health was, there was a lot of concerns about my mom, and who has since passed. And
my condolences.
Yeah, so thank you. And we were able to shut it down, have a big send-off party, and then I was able to dedicate some time to caring for my mom before she passed. So it all works out.
Now, we've seen you posting in a lot of the Facebook groups here and there and just kind of letting people know you're still floating around. What are the chances of you possibly, one, resurrecting Raycliffe, and two, will we ever see another book?
Well, there is a second book that I wrote, as the Fright Team Management book, and that's actually increased in sales over the past couple of years. Just by virtue of the popularity of the first book, people are hearing about the second book, and now a lot of people that purchased the first are ordering the second. And so that's been popular. As far as an additional book, at this point in time, I'm not focused on that, but to answer the first part of the question, resurrecting Raycliffe Manor is in our sights, definitely. Our intent is to resurrect Raycliffe Manor in the San Diego County area, specifically North County, so that we can kind of service the Orange County and San Diego County area, kind of park ourselves in the middle.
Yeah, because you've got the Haunted Hotel and the Trails to Terror, I think that's what they're called. No.
The Haunted Trail?
Haunted Trails.
Yeah.
Trails to Terror is in Rhode Island. Sorry, Storm. And plus you got the Scare Zone out in Del Mar.
Del Mar, absolutely.
So yeah, having a haunt up here would be a great thing.
Absolutely. And Greg has a great thing going on. So the last thing we want to do is set up in Greg's backyard and try to, although there's plenty of business. I mean, the Haunted Hotel is amazing. The Haunted Trail, Balboa Park, the event they have going on at the Del Mar Scare Grounds Fairgrounds. That's a great thing there. But, even though there's plenty of business, we still don't want to set up right in someone else's, backyard. And So we want to kind of position ourselves where we can service a broader area and then work together to cross-promote. That's what we intend. Just before we came back. So we came back and we realized that, you know, this property fell through ultimately. It was close, but we decided that at this point in the game, as I would advise any person I consult, at this point in the game, it's late in the year to be trying to jump through all the hurdles on a new property. So we're going to look to next year now.
Trying to open a haunt in 8 months.
Yeah. It's
especially from the ground up with nothing there already in place.
Right. To do it right, 8 months is actually a short time span.
Yes. Yeah. Although, yeah, there are some haunts that sit there and say, oh, we have the whole place put together in 4 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. That scares me.
I will say nothing about that. Yeah. Those who have done it, awesome sauce. But those who, there's some I've seen that, you know, have rushed through to get it done, and unfortunately, the quality gets compromised.
Right, and the safety. And
quality, safety,
things.
And yeah. Plus with your reputation, too. Mm-hmm. You know, your reputation with Raycliffe Manor and everything. I mean, I unfortunately never got a chance to see you guys, other than through the videos you posted. But with a legacy like that behind you, that you want to make sure this thing's right on the money.
Yeah, and we're excited about taking what we learned, some things the hard way, and then some things, you know, with the experience that we brought to the game. We're excited about taking all that and then resurrecting Raycliffe Manor, you know, with the synergy that we have behind that. We're going to be able to really do it right.
Mm-hmm.
So, very exciting, but just not time yet.
Now, I know this is too early to ask, but do you plan on taking the theme from Raycliffe and using what it was, or enhancing it to a more current theme? Or
that's a great question. Actually, we do plan on, we still own the intellectual property rights to the backstory, to the characters, to the name, Raycliffe Manor, and we intend on using that, but doing exactly what you said. We want to enhance that. We're going to deepen the backstory, broaden the stretch of that story through its characters and the expansion of characters. And then, and once we find the right property, we are going to take what we had, Raycliffe Manor in Joplin, Missouri, which was extremely well received, mm-hmm. and blow that up exponentially.
Now, when you start out, I know you had Raycliffe and you had the carriage house, which were two separate entities.
Right.
Are you going to do that again this time, or just start with Raycliffe and go and take it from there?
We intend to start with Raycliffe and go from there. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're going to take Raycliffe Manor, focus on the one attraction, mm-hmm. and we're going to make that as sophisticated and as powerful and impactful as possible. That's the plan.
Awesome. And now you own a lot of the characters from that as well, right?
Right.
Including the one you're sporting on this wonderful, colorful tattoo that you're sporting on your arm. Does he have an actual name?
Well, the name that he tended to be called the most in within the Raycliffe family, the actor, the fight team, is Morty.
Morty?
Yeah, just affectionately Morty. Although he never was given an official name. It just kind of, for some reason, that name somehow stuck. I don't even remember how it originated, you know, who originally called him that first, but then the name Morty kind of stuck.
Now, obviously, you know, you're missed by a lot of people with everything going on with your mom's health and everything.
With Lee's mom's, yeah.
And now with Lee's mom's as well. Obviously, everybody's hoping to see you eventually start showing your face again at the conventions and everything.
That's what was so great about being at this past Trans World. It was like going to a family reunion, mm-hmm. seeing everyone again, being able to hang out with everyone again, and being embraced by so many people. There were so many people that, you know, had things that they wanted to say,
mm-hmm.
in addition to, you know, the encouragement and the support that I've received through emails and Facebook and phone calls. But in person, it was like a hug fest. Transworld was a big, huge hug fest. I've never felt so embraced by an industry and a community all at once as I did this last Transworld. People who were giving condolences for the passing of my mom, condolences for the situation with Raycliffe Manor after the tornado in Joplin. It was amazing. It was incredible.
And your cat, too.
And my cat. Yes, our little kitty, Eureka, who just passed.
By the way, I did follow through on what I said. It was, we actually named one of the kittens that was born in the backyard Eureka.
I think that is so awesome.
And the funny thing is I'm able to tell which one it is because Eureka is the only one that has a white dot on her tail.
Oh, very cool.
So that's how I know it's
very
her.
Very cool.
Because they look, she looks like all the other ones.
That is awesome.
So, well, Kelly, everybody's really looking forward to, you know, seeing you out and about again. You know, you obviously with everything going on in your life, you had to do what you need to do and take care of life first. Family is the utmost importance. But the fact that you are making your presence known again, and I for one, am totally looking forward to seeing Raycliff reborn.
Me
and,
too.
I mean, yeah, we talked about this earlier before I started recording. You were actually the very first ones to use my music. And that is something I have never forgotten.
That's awesome.
I mean, when you only got three haunts using your music, you can't forget that.
Oh, you got a lot more than three haunts using your music, that's for sure.
But
the impact that your music had on that haunt is amazing.
Okay, and, I'll still be a 20 later.
Yeah, no.
It's the wine talking, really.
The wine's good and the music is good.
Thank you. Yes. Well, listen, Kelly, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down and talk the Big Scary Show. And, again, everybody is totally looking forward to Raycliff Manor coming back out. And a third book would be a good idea. Hint, hint, wink, wink. And with everything going on, if you can make it out to MHC, I'm sure everybody would love to see you. Granted, it's a month and a half away, but...
Yeah, we're hoping. We're hoping.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There are, a few things up there, as you know.
I'm sorry, but some of the best time I had in the smoking area was with you getting drunk in the smoking area. The only guy out there not in costume was you. And
Good times.
It was good times, definitely. All right, well, anyway, we're going to go back to enjoying our drinks. And so, Kelly, thank you again. And everybody's looking forward to you reopening Raycliff in a whole new light in a new city, in a new town. And any news you got to pass on, please let us know.
Oh, absolutely. You know you'll be the first to hear, Jerry.
Awesome. So anyway, this is the Haunt Rocker or Haunt Instrumentalist or Haunt Drunk or whatever the hell you want to call me. And I am out.
Breaking news here on the Tater News Network. This is Tater, and we are just now focusing with the Walking Dead experience, not paying for this 250 CFX masks that they ordered. They're now looking for cheaper zombies to staff the event. The owner said that he will hang around, haunt conventions, and kidnap all the hungover people. Just beware for some creepy-looking douche trying to get you in his van, whose name's not Carl Cleaver.
Die, monster, die. The dead shall inherit the earth. On the Big Scary Show.
There's no more room in hell, the dead are roaming free. You'd better bolt the cellar door. Meanwhile, the crawling eyes have made their chilling gaze. Or if you'll see the eyes of swole, they seek your woe. They can't feel no pain, but the hunger for brains on the dead shall inherit the earth. They can't feel no pain, but the hunger for brains on the dead shall inherit the earth. They're learning from outside, you'd best just leave them be. They're beyond health as good as gold. 10,000 walking dead chalk off the city streets. No help arrives, no place to run. They seek your
Deadline News is proudly sponsored by the National Haunters Convention, happening May 2nd through the 4th, 2014, at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks, Pennsylvania. Visit HalloweenShow.com for more information. Greetings, mortals, and anything else listening. Welcome to the Big Scary Show's Deadline News. We have this breaking news. We want to congratulate Robert Santos of Campbell, California, for being our 2,200 like on Facebook. Congratulations, Robert. Keep listening and tell all your friends to do so. Remember, folks, for every 100th like we get on Facebook, you'll get a shout-out. So once again, congratulations, Robert Santos of Campbell, California, like number 2,200. We start off with some makeup news from Cleve Hall. The Monster Man, Cleve Hall, is offering a full head casting workshop on May 31st at PTNA, 2414 Southwest Andover Street in Seattle, Washington. This workshop is somewhat geared to the more serious effects-minded artist in that it introduces new materials and techniques that are now used at the professional level of makeup effects. You'll be learning to use platinum silicone in place of the typical alginate face casting process. The end result will be a reusable, flexible casting of your head from which you can run a stone positive to sculpt on or run silicone positives which can be used as realistic prop decapitated heads. Previous experience making face casts with alginate is helpful, but not absolutely necessary to learn this technique. Attendees can either use each other to do the casting, or bring a model for whom you wish to create the makeup on. At the end of the session, you'll have a completed head mold that you can keep. For more information, or to register, visit www.pnta.com/makeup. We have an update from Spooky Empire's Mayhem in Orlando, Florida. Spooky Empire welcomes back William Forsythe. Meet him at Mayhem May 30th through June 1st. You're more than likely to recognize William Forsythe from his countless films including The Devil's Rejects, The Untouchables, The Rock, Deuce Bigelow, Rob Zombie's Halloween, and many, many more. Get your tickets today, and VIP packages are almost gone. For more information, visit SpookyEmpire.com. We have this news from the 13th floor haunted house in San Antonio, Texas. Think you've got what it takes to survive the zombie apocalypse? Now's your chance to prove it. On May 9th through the 11th, don't just watch the zombie apocalypse on TV, live it. Apocalypse is a live-action zombie experience you and your team of four will use state-of-the-art weapons to clear the apocalyptic cityscape of The Walking Dead. Part real-life video game and part themed entertainment, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience you don't want to miss. The weaponry you'll be using are real-world replicas. Their size, form, and function are similar to real models. Pull the trigger for a live bang, recoil, and muzzle flash. The zombies will be wearing cutting-edge targets to produce statistics of your zombie kills. The stats will be recorded for posterity and bragging rights. Don't forget to aim for the head. Travel through ravaged buildings overrun with zombies while clearing the undead and protecting yourself and your teammates. The setting will immerse you in an apocalyptic environment straight out of your favorite TV show, movie, or video game. Apocalypse is a completely new form of interactive entertainment, producing a level of excitement and entertainment that has never before been experienced. You do not need to have a group of four. We'll match you up with other survivors. Wear what you would wear to an apocalypse. More information can be found at 13th floor, sanantonio.com/apocalypse. And speaking of shooting zombies, we have this news on a collaboration between Gut Rot Effects and a new haunt. Gut Rot Effects announces a collaboration with NYZ Apocalypse in Deer Park, New York, a fully interactive scare attraction. Think Call of Duty zombies in a prison. You get an RFID gun and need to clear each room and shoot the zombies. All zombies are wearing receivers and will let the undead know when to die. If a zombie gets too close to you, you die. It's over 15,000 square feet and is one of the first franchised scare attractions with 24 more to be designed and built around the country. And Gut Rot Effects is announcing they will be the official FX company for it. You can get more info of either at gutrotefx.com or nyzapocalypse.com. We have even more zombie news from the 2014 Rochester Zombie Walk and Bowling for Charity in Rochester, New York. Three local organizations are coming together for charity: Dark Matter Charity Haunted House, Lions Zombie Walk, and Rochester Zombie Walk will pool together their hordes of hungry zombies to Clover Lanes on Monroe Avenue in Rochester, New York on Saturday, June 7th to bowl for charity. We have also had generous donations made to us by various local businesses as well as people with items that will be auctioned off. Before the bowling event, in the wee hours of the twilight mist, our hordes of zombies will be walking up and down Monroe Avenue in support of our charities. All proceeds will go to the PKD Foundation to fight polycystic kidney disease, the Rochester Juvenile Diabetes Foundation, and the Flower City Down Syndrome Network. We are also collecting non-perishable food and toiletries, which will go to the Lions Food Pantry, the Henrietta Food Cupboard, and Sample Soaps of Rochester. For more info, visit facebook.com/zombiebowlingforcharity. We have this news on the Haunted Hunt for Cash in Ohio. Fallsburg Haunted House in Louisa, Kentucky, Dreadland Haunted Woods in Sardinia, Ohio, and Terror in the Trees in Lucasville, Ohio, announced the Haunted Hunt for Cash. The Haunted Hunt for Cash will take place in Ironton, Ohio, on Saturday, May 10th. The Fallsburg Haunted House, Dreadland Haunted Woods, and Terror in the Trees Haunted Attraction have already committed $500 in cash, a 39-inch flat-screen TV, and the chance of more prizes to be announced in the weeks to come leading up to the contest. To get all the details, visit the Haunt's Facebook pages, like them, and make sure you're in Ironton, Ohio on May 10th. To get more information and to enter this rather unique event, visit facebook.com/Dreadland Woods or facebook.com/Terror in the Trees or facebook.com/FHH and Maze. We have this build news from the 13 Stories Haunted House in Noonan, Georgia, via the Atlanta Craigslist. We are looking for someone that is able to complete common labor and carpentry tasks. Work will be done on a haunted house in a large warehouse. You must have transportation, be self-sufficient, and be able to complete tasks without constant supervision. You must have a clean record and be free of drugs. Please email us with your qualifications. Pay is $10 an hour, with raises possible after 3 months. Looking for someone ASAP. Please list your real email when you respond. Thanks. For more information or to see a copy of the Atlanta Craigslist ad, visit facebook.com/13stories. That's the number 13. We have this odd story between CFX masks and The Walking Dead, via the New Orleans Times-Picayune. Baton Rouge company Composite FX was left with masks in hand after the officials behind The Walking Dead Escape Arena Tour backed out of a deal worth more than $200,000, according to a press release representing Composite FX, which is also known as CFX. The result is that participants in The Walking Dead Escape, set to launch its national arena tour in Baton Rouge, will not wear CFX masks. Skybound EXP, which owns the rights to The Walking Dead Escape, backed out of a partnership agreement that called for CFX to craft 245 masks, handle makeup services, assist with media relations, and create local partnership opportunities for Skybound, according to the release. CFX creates lifelike silicone masks, which typically retail between $800 and $1,000. Quote, "We're beyond disappointed that fans of The Walking Dead who are participating in The Walking Dead Escape will not have the CFX experience, nor get to wear the masks that we have been working on tirelessly for 6 weeks," unquote, said Diana Bratton, the creative director and a sculptor for CFX. In the release, quote, "Our artists have made this their life and created it in record time," unquote. A comment from Skybound EXP was not immediately available. We will continue to follow this story and bring you updates as they become available. We have an update to the Scares That Care weekend in Williamsburg, Virginia. Scares That Care is proud to announce that we'll be having two versions of Makeup Wars in our seminars and demos room, novices and pros. Please note that the novice group will be supplied with makeup items with which to create their design. The novice group will be limited to 6 teams of 3 people each, model, artist, and assistant, and will have 1 hour to create their masterpiece. The pro teams will be limited to 6 teams of 3 people each, model, artist, and assistant, and will have 2 hours to create a creature of their choice. Prosthetic appliances may be pre-made for the pro competition, but must be in raw form and unpainted. Models for the pro competition may not have anything applied prior to the start of the competition. This includes wardrobe, hair, and or body. Pro teams must submit an example of work to be considered qualified for this competition. You can email your work examples to convention@scaresthatcare.org. Oh, and one last thing. A secret item will be thrown in and must be incorporated in the makeup for both competitions. Team names are encouraged, and away we go. They will update the list as the slots are filled. For more information and to sign up, visit scaresthatcareweekend.com/events. And finally, we have this news on Butch Patrick. Butch Patrick, a.k.a. Eddie Munster, is working to save a creepy old house from demolition. No, it isn't his TV family's Mockingbird Lane mansion. Rather, it's a reported haunted home that belonged to a member of his real-life family. The house in question is an old Victorian in Macon, Missouri, that his grandmother bought when he was a child. The last time Butch went by for a visit, he discovered that the house was in foreclosure and at risk of being torn down. While looking into what it would take to save the home, he discovered that the property is reportedly haunted. To find out more, search for Eddie Munster Haunted Mansion on YouTube and check out the video. Remember, folks, if you have news about the haunt, horror, or Halloween industry, please send it to us at news@bigscaryshow.com and we'll get it on the air. No news is too big or too small. This concludes this edition of the Big Scary Show's Deadline News. The eyes of the haunt world turn towards the Greater Columbus Convention Center in beautiful Columbus, Ohio, as the Midwest Haunters Convention returns for its 11th year, June 6th through the 8th, 2014. MHC provides the best in educational seminars, workshops, tours, and networking opportunities second to none. Exciting contests, vendors, and of course, the best masquerade ball in the industry. And don't forget to sign up for the pre-show tour. For everything you need to know about MHC 2014, visit MidwestHauntersConvention.com.
Broadcasting to you from the darkest reaches of the earth, this is the Haunt Minute. And now, with this week's commentary, Storm.
Alright. Hey, you know what? Pretty comfortable with your haunt at this point, are you? You've been doing a hell of a job past few years. Really got the processes down. Got the building of it. You know the haunt technology. You've got it down. It's awesome. We're going coast through this year. Yeah, you're wrong. Innovation is out there. My cell phone turned into a brick on Sunday. It was only about three and a half years old, which is old for cell phones. But, you know, you go just in what has changed in technology to the new phone I got, to the one I got just 3 years ago. So much has changed. It's an entirely different creature. And add to that, you know, I work in construction. I was reading an article today about a process that my company is using with concrete, where they're actually tensioning the concrete. They'll get it, they have these cables that they lay down in it in the wire working as they pour the concrete, let it harden to about 80%, then tighten these cables in it, almost like tendons in your body, and it makes the concrete stronger for it to finally cure and be 100%, allowing them to do larger strands. Are you out there? Are you educating yourself? Are you seeing what innovation is out there for your haunt? Because it's everywhere. Whether it be your process for your flow through, so you don't have as long as waits. If it's something efficient, you want efficiency? How about switching to CFL or LED lights? can't tell you how much more efficient that is, especially if you're out in the woods working a hayride or something. You know, you only got a limited amount you can put out there. You throw on a 700-watt fogger, and you got a bunch of 100-watt floodlights out there, you're going to blow some circuits. CFL and the LED lights, that's, you know, these types of innovations, they're out there. Everything's getting better, and if you're not getting better, your haunt is left in the dust. So until next time, keep every minute scary.
Tune in next episode for another Haunt Minute. And in the meantime, share your opinions on the Big Scary Show Facebook page and on Twitter at Big Scary Storm.
We got more breaking news on TNN. Jerry Vane, the infamous haunt rocker, is going through his house, rampaging his house right now because he is out of guyliner. We will give you an update as soon as we can find it. But he is going through his house, rampaging, trying to find his guyliner, demanding that he cannot go out without some guyliner.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is the time of the show where we like to give away fantastic prizes just for listening. It, of course, is the time for the May edition of the Gruesome Giveaway, sponsored by Screamline Studios. Go to ScreamlineStudios.com, check out all their great stuff, or you could win one right now. All you got to do is listen to the show very carefully and figure out the answer to our question and email us your name and number to contest@BigScaryShow.com before midnight on Monday, May the 12th. So without further ado, the question for the May Gruesome Giveaway is, what was the first haunt to use Jerry Vane's music? If you think you know the answer, email us your name and number, contest@BigScaryShow.com, before Monday, May the 12th at midnight, and you just might be a winner. Once again, thank you, Screamline Studios, for donating some fantastic prizes to us. Good luck, and get listening. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Round Table of Terror. One of our favorite episodes, or one of our favorite segments of the show, where we talk about anything and usually do. We don't have any guests this week. We're starting up year three, just had our big anniversary show, so we thought we'd get all the hosts and a couple of our special correspondents together and just see what we thought about year two and looking ahead to year three. You know, third time's the charm, or strike three, you're out. We don't know what the future holds, but let's see what does. Anyway, as I said, we brought in a couple of our special correspondents. We have our brand new special correspondent, Wendy Ferris, out in the Cincinnati area. Wendy, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Great to have you there. And our brand new, quote, super special correspondent, first time, you may have heard the TNN segments we've run over the last few weeks. Tater has been made our super special correspondent. Tater, are you with us?
I got a cape.
Very nice.
And a helmet.
And, of course, the four hosts, including Storm.
Greetings from New England, now the land of Yingling.
Very nice. The unknown scare actor.
Yeah, it's about time Yingling got up there. We've had it here for about, what, 2 years now?
It's known as trash beer in Pennsylvania. Anyway, the Haunster medalist Jerry Vane.
what the F are you two talking about?
Exactly. My name is Drew Badger, who has just recently begun casual drinking, so I can actually participate in that. So anyway, we do want to let you guys know out there, Dog Soldier, our other special correspondent, had a family emergency tonight. He gives his regrets and promises that he's going to be giving us a slew of fantastic celebrity interviews in the next couple of weeks, so we all look forward to that. Well, gentlemen and lady, or ladies, depending on who we're talking about, Year 2 is in the books. What did you think?
God, we suck.
go all car talk here.
Well, let's, you know, I think Year 2 has just been, has been great for us. I mean, we really cut our teeth the first year. You know, we worked out some bugs, and it's still a work in progress, and it always will be a work in progress. But, you know, the listenership has definitely increased diametrically. Yes, it has been... You know, a lot of changes have happened in Year 2. I mean, not just with the show, but, you know, whatever we're doing in the haunt business. So, what can you say? Everything's been working in a positive vein. Everything seems to be flowing. The show is picking up steam. We've got bigger and bigger sponsors. You know, we've always had people like Von Caron and Screamline. And Creepy Collection, and recently we picked up Froggies for the news, and all our other sponsors, Dark Spectre, and the
Darkest
like.
Darkest Fear, National Haunters.
Thank you, Storm.
We did some stuff with Insane Shane for the party. Yeah, we've had a lot of good people helping
Midnight
us out.
Syndicate.
Midnight
Syndicate. Yep. Midnight Syndicate.
They always, yeah, they kick us up some neat news and some. Neat items every once in a while.
And we can't forget Jen Braverman and Transworld.
Absolutely.
Or Leonard Pickle and HauntCon. You know, there's just so many people to thank.
Kathy, Barry, Kelly, Nina.
Absolutely. It's just been a wonderful, wonderful second year. And as we step towards Year 3, I just see better and better things coming for everybody.
Well, don't forget, we did score getting LK on here.
That is
yes,
right.
We did.
Doing his first podcast appearance
first
ever.
Podcast, Larry Kirchner. That was an achievement right there. Which segues into this. Probably the largest news of the past 365 odd days has to be the sale of
Tater.
Midwest to Transworld. Well, Transworld was, well, Tater was second, of course. But the sale of Midwest Haunters Convention to Transworld. You know, that blew up all the forums, that blew up all over the social networks. Everybody was asking, what's this going to mean for Midwest? What's this going to mean for Transworld? Have Barry and Kelly and Kathy and Nina, have they lost their minds? Is Jen going to, you know, make it Transworld 2.0? Obviously, you know, we've had Jen on a couple of times to answer those questions, and we'll have her on again to answer even more questions as time draws near, But I can't help but think that the day before that news broke, we received a phone call from Barry. And Barry said, guys, I just wanted to give you 24 hours notice that the next time Midwest was going to be out there, it was going to be Transworld Presents the Midwest Haunters Convention. And I think, if nothing else, that's a testimony to the show, thinking that Barry thought enough of us to tell us. He said, I'm only telling a handful of people right now, and I just wanted you to be one of the first and the first news people to know that. Now, you can't go out and promote it yet, maybe drop a teaser, but the fact that Barry called us, you know, the day before and, you know, let us go out there on the social networks and say, we just received huge news from the Midwest Haunters Convention that will blow you away. And then 24 hours later, it did. I think that says a lot about the quality of the show, the ethics of the show, and the reliability of our news sources.
Talking about this show, or are we talking about Midwest show with the quality and ethics?
Go home. I think, obviously the fact that we were given that news just says a lot about us as a show.
We rule.
Well, you know, you can also, another big breaking news story that happened in Year 2 was, of course, Midnight Syndicate Live.
Oh, gosh, yes.
when that broke, that was just huge. People were clamoring. I mean, their original plan through the Kickstarter didn't quite work out the way they wanted, but I think they ended up better than they would have originally.
Exactly.
With them going to... was it Cedar Point? Yes. And Hollow Weekends. So, and of course, you know, again, we were reliable enough, and as Badger said, our ethics and everything, that they gave us information, and we were privy to that before it was released to the public.
Ed Douglas called me 4 hours before he made the press conference. He said, "You've got 4 hours to run with this story." And darn if I didn't. You know, people were, you know, probably flooded in their inboxes with breaking Midnight Syndicate news. And then he released it to the general public 4 hours later. And I thank Ed for that. Thank you very much for entrusting us with that information. Now, whether he went to other news sources and said, "You've also got 4 hours to run with it," I do not know. Don't care to know. But just the fact that he did that to us as well just makes you feel good. The fact that that we're looked upon in such high regard that they can give us that information.
I think the other big news that happened this year was the wrap-up and conclusion of Beargate.
That is true. That's been hanging around for over a year.
Almost
2 years. So finally, Kanye the Bear saga is over, correct?
He's dead.
Dead and buried, right?
Yeah, he died. tragic car accident. Apparently
buried.
Buried.
Yeah, buried.
And accidentally ran over our bear and our son, Kanye, and killed him. I do have him taxidermied and stuffed, and he's sitting on my mantelpiece.
I hope they did such a good job you would never have been able to tell that he was run over.
We can go with that, yes. he's a little flatter.
Just tell people his diet. That,
yeah.
I just tell
people he has an eating disorder, and that's why he's so skinny.
I say that was a long time coming, so we're glad that we were finally able to resolve that. And that was kind of the precursor to TNN, I guess. The fact that, you know, we get these little news blurbs from somebody such as yourself, and they've been entertaining, they've been funny, and we hope you'll continue to do so.
Yeah, I'm funny.
Well, looks aren't everything, but still. A couple other things I think that bear noting in a bear noting in year two is that we have added two new special correspondents with Wicked Wendy and Tater. And, you know, Wendy, I know you were out at Horror Hound following the convention trail.
Yes, I was. It was a good time.
And aside from Midwest, do you have anything else coming up on the horizon where you'll be able to maybe get some content for the show?
Well, I'm kind of looking into that to see what's available and what the schedule is going to be. I had some other things on the back burners that I'm not sure if it's going to pan out. So I'm going to kind of let you know on all those.
Certainly. And the fact that Storm and Jerry were on the road a little bit this year. You know, Jerry was down in San Diego before the Halloween, or during the Halloween season, I guess, heading out to what, Haunted Hotel, was it?
Yep.
And a couple other places. And Storm managed to get out to at least two separate conventions up in the Rhode Island area, Rhode Island Comic Con and Necronomicon. Was there another one?
I remember those Comic Con also. Necronomicon, okay. Comic Con. I knocked my headphones out for a second. So.
That's all right.
And well, one thing too is I'm actually going at the time of this airing of this show, I will have already come back from San Diego and interviewed a member of the community, Hunt community, who has been quiet for a couple of years. And him and I are going to be getting together over beers, so that will be quite fun to have him on the show finally.
Just turn on the recorder and don't tell him. Just pay no mind.
Oh, he knows. Red dot there. He knows, and he's the one that suggested the beers. So
I think I know who you're talking about. We'll leave that. We'll leave that anonymous for now. So
they'll hear it in the show later.
There you go. Stay tuned for that, folks. But
sweet.
But I like the fact that everybody on the show right now is basically hitting the con circuit to a point, or getting out there and getting additional interviews and talking to people and all that, just, you know, spreading the word throughout the country.
Well, also look how much these cons have grown just in the past 3 years. I mean, for the horror conventions, Walking Dead has been responsible for the growth of some of these shows like you wouldn't believe. I mean, you know, New England, we didn't have anything like Paracon that's coming up this summer, and you know, we had Rock and Shock once a year, a little thing, which was in the middle of haunt season. But stuff's starting to pop up more, and you know, a little bit better in comedy. People are bringing in these types of shows and seeing the potential.
Oh, I'm sorry, did you say for us to spread the word about the show? Because I was spreading other things.
Spread what you can, man. That's all I can say.
Yeah, but, that's why we all have antibacterial stuff.
Absolutely. But you're absolutely right. I mean, as far as the horror community goes, Walking Dead's just been off the charts as far as, you know, ratings and everything. Has it jumped the shark yet? Are people going to stop, you know, or start dropping off viewing it based on cliffhangers and stuff like that? At least not at this time, I don't think.
I'm concerned they have announced it's not necessarily a spinoff series, but they announced a couple weeks ago that they're going to be doing a second series for the show that will be a whole new cast taking place. They haven't decided if it's going to be taking place around the same time as the current show, or if they're going to go back to have it take place of when this whole thing started.
Oh yes, I remember that. We've actually mentioned that on the show. We haven't followed up on that, but I do remember they were talking about a spin-off series of some.
Yes. Saw something about it about 2 weeks ago.
Just don't know where it's going to be. If it's going to be in like a large metropolitan area, or if it's going to be out in, you know, wherever. But we'll just have to wait and see. But
yeah, they're not going to have as of right now. They were saying there's not going to be any crossover with the other show.
Okay, so there won't be a special appearance by Norman Reedus or something like that. Apparently,
no.
Good.
They're going to have to create their own new one.
Yeah, they're liars.
Get their own new Normus.
There you go.
The Maybe. Marketing people will get to them. They'll do stuff. It's it'll be like CSI. You know, they'll retool CSI Boise. It'll be Walking Dead Boise.
It'll wind up being those people on the radio when they were driving in the car and they heard the word "alive" come over the radio or something. And it'll be those folks who will be the ones broadcasting it or something. They're trapped in a transmitter tower or something. Who knows?
Walking Dead Bora Bora.
Walking Dead Santee.
Be Hasselhoff running on the beach, but from zombies.
Oh, no.
All right, I just have this vision of watching one of the girls from Baywatch running down the beach, but she's a zombie, and just one of her boobs falls off as she's running. I mean,
I was thinking the same thing.
Well, you know, Pam Anderson's about half plastic anyway, so I mean.
I'm sorry,
you know.
I fell asleep. What show was that? I got her DVR tonight.
Good IMDb. Look it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, just set your DVR for 9 p.m. on a Sci-Fi Channel any given Saturday.
Sharknado.
Bermuda Tentacles was on last night. I haven't watched it yet. I had to DVR it at 1 a.m. morning. But, yeah, Aliens, Bermuda, Sci-Fi Channel, 9 o'clock. What could go wrong?
A lot.
That's like putting Tater in a room with a bunch of body paint models and making him try to speak.
That was quite entertaining.
Yeah, I'm sure it was for you.
Body
you
paint
front row
horror.
Seat.
Yeah, wait, I think we have Midnight Syndicate's next movie.
Apparently, naked girls scare me. So if any girl wants to terrify me, just show up naked or show me a naked picture and I will be terrified.
And yeah, they can bring some mustard packets too.
I don't even want to know.
Well, since we're treading into some very dangerous waters here, I'm just going to say you are listening to the Roundtable of Terror. Here on the Big Scary Show, we're going to take a break and hose Tater down with some cold water, and we'll be right back.
CreepyCollection.com. The most disturbing, realistic, handmade props and animatronics for the horror industry. Now featuring FearFlex technology. Voted best zombie props of 2011 and 2012. CreepyCollection.com for all your gore and more.
And we're back to the Round Table of Terror here on the Big Scary Show, looking ahead to year 3, kind of rewinding year 2. We just had our second anniversary, and we did a lot of traveling on our during our second year there, you know. Everybody kind of went to Midwest, or there were people going to Transworld. We had people going to Halloween Extreme. We had people going to Canada, several people going there. and a bunch of little horror cons all over the country. Guys, what were some of your favorite, and ladies, what were some of your favorite places that we traveled to over a year or two in the course of show business, so to speak?
Well, you know, I enjoyed, I actually enjoyed going to MonsterCon down in South Carolina. First time I'd been to that, and you know, these are people that Badger, you know. So this was a brand, was this a revival of a convention, was it not?
It was.
And, you know, it was, I mean, for what they had to work with, and the fact that they had to change venues within a week, they just did a phenomenal job. I mean, we got some interest, we talked to some, you know, this was one of the multi-platform cons, you know, it was a sci-fi horror cosplay con. Well, I met David Prowse, a.k.a. Darth Vader.
There you go.
So that was like one of my big highlights, because I've been a fan of Darth Vader since I was 12.
And he walked away with one of our big prizes, too.
Yes, he did, and it was a legitimate win.
Yep. He just happened to buy a whole slew of tickets. So, so how can you go wrong when you buy all those tickets? You know, that's the thing. You can't win if you don't play, so to speak. So there's a reminder for everybody to enter our gruesome giveaway.
That's right.
Streamline Studios, great sponsor. So please enter that, and you could win something too. How about you, Storm? You traveled a little bit this year. You know, you were at Midwest and a couple of local cons. What were some of the highlights of your trips?
I gotta say, some of it's talking to the people at the shows and being able to, you know, talk to some of the vendors for these things. It's really neat, the conversations and things you get into. The guys who are doing Roxy the Rancor, that was just really awesome talking to them, and the amount of energy, resources, and money they put into, you know, getting this giant Rancor, life-size, from Star Wars built, and taking it around the country, part of, you know, like the 501st Stormtrooper thing, and take pictures and stuff with it, you know, not charging anything for it, and, you know, working on anti-bullying things. They'll come to this with, you know, they'll show up to your event with Roxy for anti-bullying stuff. So it's neat little vendors like this, a lot of different artists. It's really amazing the type of stuff that's out there and, you know, is untapped for, you know, what people can just get for their own homes and stuff, especially for haunters. Been able to meet some really neat people doing some neat stuff. There's a vendor who I met at the Banshee Fest, which is a tiny, tiny little festival here in Rhode Island for paranormal, and that was fun in its roots. They'll have a second year this year, and, you know, just people did skulls and little hair things and stuff. It's, you know, neat going out meeting the people, and then usually running into people from your own haunt at it. But other than that, the normal travel, the shows, that type of thing, always been good.
Jerry?
Yes. Highlights for me, huh? I actually, you know, I only did MHC and going down to San Diego to interview Robert at the Horror Hotel. I think MHC is always a great time. I always have fun doing that. But the highlight, I have to say, was going through the Horror Hotel with some of my family members who have never been through a haunted house before. That, or let me rephrase that, they've been through some home haunts or yard haunts, but they've never been through an actual professional haunted attraction. So that was actually a lot of fun because they were just completely blown away by it. So I think that was a highlight for me. As far as anything else, I really don't, that would have to be it, to be honest with you.
We saw some great haunts at Midwest last year.
Yes, we did.
That was a whole lot of fun, just hanging out and doing all that stuff.
I love all the changes into the Twisted Darkness. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
How about that Phobia house?
Phobia was good for what it was.
Yes.
What about Haunted Hoochie?
Phobia was a fine.
Haunted Hoochie was always a great time. I loved the haunt in Grand Rapids. That I really enjoyed.
That was stellar.
And
Niles was fun.
Niles was a lot of fun. That was a long one.
Yeah,
took over an hour to go through.
Absolutely. I liked it so much that I did a workshop up there with Alan Hopps and a couple of others, and we wound up driving. We did a workshop in Detroit and then drove all the way across the state in order to go to Niles and tour it again in July, and it was fantastic getting a little more in depth and checking all that stuff. So, you know, a lot of fun on that tour.
And it was also fun going back to Scare Fair. And you and I, Badger, you and I went through Hatchet Creek together.
Yes.
That was fun.
That sounds like an inspiration for one of your songs, isn't it?
Try the whole album.
The whole album, even.
No, well, that's another thing, too, releasing two CDs in a year and a half.
I've got to bring up another thing, too, that was a highlight. And I have to say the Canadian Haunted Attractions Conference for several reasons. First time I've been to Canada in 30 years. And I got married in Canada to Chris. And we had... Wendy was the maid of honor, and Naomi Grossman, a.k.a. Pepper from American Horror Story Asylum, was my best, quote-unquote, woman standing up with me during the wedding ceremony as well, and that was very special. Matthew Flagler wrote an amazing ceremony that just... Chris didn't plan on crying, and she pretty much cried throughout the entire ceremony. But it was really... That has to be one of the bright spots of this past year.
Wait, you said Matthew was the preacher.
Right.
And Naomi Grossman was your best woman?
Yes.
And Wendy was in there too? Anybody else?
Oh, yeah, we can't forget Granny now, can we?
She brought the alcohol.
She did.
She brought a beer, yeah.
She was the old maid of honor.
Yes, and it was quite amusing. We got to get the video posted, and I think there's some video up, but Granny was coming down the aisleway there, just throwing confetti, which just looked like it was torn up flyers, stops right in the middle of it to crack open a beer, starts trying to hand it off to people, or was it something else, Granny?
She was thirsty. She was thirsty.
She was, and she was using the stand-in wig.
Yeah, it's been burnt since then. I've never gotten more complaints on that wig.
Really?
Oh my gosh, it was just... I don't like that wig that you wore.
Wait, what? Canada. Wait, the wig was what you've gotten the most complaints as Granny?
Yes.
Apparently. The wig.
It's all about the wig, yeah. And since then, I have gotten a replacement wig. I still haven't found the original wig. But the replacement wig is pretty identical, and I burnt and shredded the other wig that I wore in Canada, so nobody will ever see that again.
We should have left that at the border.
Yeah. I thought we were going to get left at the border.
Yeah, God. I was going to say, that's my highlight, being detained at the Canadian border. That was lovely.
Isn't that how pornos get started?
Yeah, but they were not having it. You know, we tried to start a porno, but they shut us down pretty quickly.
There's probably some Canadian regulations there. I think that might be a new board game we have to produce. You know, Big Scary Productions produces Who Stole Granny's Wig? Professor Ooh, Plum one of those... in the Haunted Observatory with the Crank Ghost.
Oh, I like that. Maybe make it a murder mystery thing. Anybody who's out there that's good at making RPGs, contact us. We'd love to give you details on who stole Granny's wig. And
wait a minute. We don't want to roll the dice thing.
No.
I always eat the dice. So it can't be that too RPG-ish.
We'll do something. That sounds cool. Other than getting border detained, what else? I know you went to Horror Hound, and I know you've only been our correspondent for, you know, just a couple of months here, but... You did go to Horror Hound, and what other things?
Well, I really enjoyed HauntCon. It was my first experience actually going to... Of course, we survived the ice storm in Texas. That was a miracle.
Oh, gosh. Icepocalypse was amazing, wasn't it?
Everything was shut down. But it was great. Met a lot of great people and really got a good introduction into how things run, and it was a good time.
And Taco Lovely
at hotel.
Go-Go.
Oh, yeah.
$1.99 tacos for everybody. Oh my gosh! I think
we had that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I do believe.
I do believe. You know, we went there with the Froggies people.
I did not get Taco Go Go.
That's true. You were the only one who didn't. But Adam and Chris and Rebecca and others went and enjoyed $1.99 tacos, and I hope they enjoyed them the next day, because
is that what gave Adam the food poisoning?
Who can say? I got no food poisoning, so. But then I didn't have what he ordered, so. But anyway.
What night was that?
The last night, I believe.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of where I was.
You went on the bus tour.
Oh, was I on that tour?
Yeah, I think that's one where they had the little accident, I think, or...
Yeah.
And so they had this the blacklight strippers at the last one.
Yeah. One of them squeezed me.
What? Blacklight what?
Yeah, we went to the blacklight stripper haunt. I can't remember the name of it, but...
It was really awesome, the Blacklight Stripper Haunt.
That was. They were
very cold. I enjoyed that.
It had to have been 45 degrees, and they were just... They were chilly, you could tell.
Really?
Keep it clean. This is a family program.
I'm keeping Well, if you're in a bikini and just basically wearing blacklight paint in 45-degree weather, you can't...
How do you tell if a girl's cold? I don't know.
She's shivering. It's 45 degrees outside, you know? And I mean, I know you all live up north where 45 degrees is probably shorts weather anyway, but down here in the south and in Texas, I'm sure that's a mite chilly for even for January. So.
And you got to remember, Tater, the other clue is they can cut glass.
I only go to strip clubs.
Or put your eye out.
You'll put your eye out has a whole different meaning there, doesn't it?
You can hang ornaments off them.
Can't look at naked girls, so.
I can't function around naked girls.
Yeah, that's true.
To prove it, just come at me naked.
He suddenly goes into seizures and goes, I need a moment. I need a hot towel.
We're going to send Jerry over naked.
Wait, he's cut all his hair off. That's the problem.
Jerry doesn't have any hair. Oh, no. I haven't seen Jerry since Midwest last year. If he's bald...
Yeah, but you've commented on the picture, so...
Oh.
Oh, he was drinking.
Nice try. He tried to slide. Didn't work.
Think late 80s, late 90s Metallica.
Anger era.
No, not even that. Load. Oh, God,
Load. That's right. Load.
Both of them were loads.
Bad. Load wasn't bad. Saint Anger was bad.
I actually like Saint Anger a lot more than Load and Reload. But anyway, we're going off the mark.
Yeah, but you sing for Devo now, so you got no taste in music.
It's funny how you said I play guitar. Now I'm singing. Considering I never got the offer or the interview, so that's okay.
Hey, you know what we should do, Badger? We should, for Midwest this year, since they are bringing back Scaraoke, we should hold a poll of what song Jerry should sing.
Horse crap in a helmet.
Absolutely, I agree.
Anything by Bon Jovi.
Can we Jim, put a poll on our website?
We Jim, don't.
Hold on, Tater. Jim, you got your finger ready? That.
I'll bleep that
MC
in post production.
Hammer Adam's Family Values.
Oh, that's.
We don't give the choices for them to pick, like out of four songs. They just suggest songs, and the one that has the most votes.
Oh, well, Jim, I'm warning you again.
Oh, I'm going to put in Wrecking Ball. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Jim, I'm warning
you. We've got to do a video.
Jim, make it happen.
Now, if you put in Wrecking Ball, you've got to get something for Jerry to twerk to.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I got a better idea. Jim, you ready? F*** you.
Now we're starting to move into Twisted and Graves territory, Jerry. You know?
Yeah, keep it going, baby. Keep it going.
I think that's the best idea I've ever had. Jerry, sorry, I think it's going to happen.
Jim, you ready?
Jim, wait. Here's a better one for you, Jerry. We'll make Duane do one as well. So the audience not only picks your
like
song.
Like that matters. Duane's up there half the time anyway. If it ain't Granny, it's Duane. If it ain't Gwen, it's you.
How about a duet?
Oh.
Yeah, Granny and Duane.
Ooh, now I'd pay to see that.
I wouldn't.
I would too. I don't think they're all in the same state.
It's their dang restraining order.
The state of Ohio passed resolutions a few years ago when I appeared as Hank Travis at Scaraoke. I'm no longer allowed to sing in Ohio.
Oh, that was Vegas called the Hank Resolution, if I recall correctly.
Vegas did the same thing.
But you sang last
Vegas
Thursday.
Vegas loves Hank Travis.
It's those nudie suits. Oh, with all the rhinestones.
I'm not even going to want to think about that.
Hank Travis is coming back to Vegas in August.
Ooh.
Yeah, you'll be coming out to Vegas, and hopefully I'll be gone.
So what should we look forward to in year three? We got...
The Haunt Rocker will be doing more conventions.
Awesome.
Yes.
Of course, the Haunt Rocker will be out in Ohio by then.
We don't want you.
That yeah, may be you. Some breaking news there. We're not 100% sure yet, but that could be here first, folks. You could have said, I heard it here.
That's all I will say.
That's all we will say at this point. But I see Midwest for the majority of us. I see other horror cons. I think at least one or two of us are going to be at MonsterCon, ScareFest. I know Dog Soldier is going to Chiller and going to Monster Mania and a couple of others. I'll be at Haunt X in Reno, Nevada, coming up in May. I believe Scare LA has expressed a little interest in possibly having a presence out there. Whether we're able to send anybody out there is another story. But again, we don't say no to anything at this point, right? Right.
We say maybe.
We say maybe.
Are we doing what conventions we're going to be at? Because I can say that.
If you know of some conventions that you will absolutely be at, feel free to plug away and let the masses know where you'll be.
All right. Haunt X, West Coast, Great Lakes Fright Fest, Midwest, Bowl Expo in Orlando, Florida, and potentially Scare LA.
Nice. See, that may be the presence. We will just have to wait and see.
Get that man a microphone.
Get that man some frequent flyer miles.
Get that man a bed, because he is going to be exhausted by the end of that. Now, I did have some breaking news, and I wanted to share it with you guys, because in some form or another, we've all been alumni of Bus 2. Bus 2, since they've made me captain, have left me as entertainment director, and we will have a pinata full of mini bottles of booze.
Right. Can we call you Julie?
What's that?
Can we call you Julie since you're the entertainment director?
Sure.
I hope somebody else gets that reference.
I got it.
Thank you.
Got it, Captain Steubing.
Thank you.
Hang on. The old people are talking. It's not anything.
It's past our bedtime, and we're lonely and tired.
A pinata full of booze and the Pants Off Tour will take place again.
What? Can't hear you.
Exactly.
If you want to know what that's all about, you'll have to sign up for Bus 2, but only if you're, you know, basically lacking any shame whatsoever. But the big question will be, will the Romanian absinthe make an appearance?
Oh, I hope so.
We'll have to check our sources on that. Since I've begun casual drinking now, I'm willing to take a shot of Romanian absinthe now for lots of entertainment value, I'm sure.
I'm sure there'll be some apple pie moonshine.
Oh, I'm counting on that.
Some.
Well, maybe some at the end.
Didn't we have apple pie moonshine from three different southern regions last year?
I believe we did.
Yes,
what do you think put us on?
And there was also three different versions of zombie juice.
That's true.
Yeah.
There was Victor's. There was Andover, the Andover crew, Andover Haunted House, and there was one more.
Was the firehouse from Alabama, Greenville, Alabama.
Yeah, they had the Alabama firehouse. They had theirs as well.
There you go. So that should be fun. And well, sad to say, I've heard that Haunt Ventures won't be making the trip. So
no, they will not be.
Do go on.
Maybe they will.
Ooh.
Oh, I hope so. We'll be the same without them.
Yes, that will make things just that much more.
I heard some things murmuring and rumoring that they might be able to come to Midwest.
Very nice.
Well, but I don't know. Nothing's confirmed.
It'll be real easy to find us this year at Midwest.
Just follow the cans?
Exactly. I meant the Big Scary Show booth, but
that is true. That is another bit of breaking news that has happened in the last just couple of weeks, is that we have sent the Big Scary News to partner with Haunters Digest. It won't affect the Big Scary Show per se, but the Big Scary News is now a regular contributor to Haunters Digest, which we feel will be mutually beneficial, and we just may be sharing an entire island with Haunters Digest at the Midwest Haunters Convention, right smack
in
the middle of the floor.
Oh, great. Now we can't get Charles to shut up. Lovely. That damn camera is going to be up our booty.
And with a little luck and a little work, and it may look a little ugly like most of us in the show, but the Big Scary Show may have... I said most of us, not all of us.
Redheads are excluded.
I agree, Wendy is ugly.
Jim. The Big Scary Show may have a hearse up there if they have the hearse parking.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Might.
Okay, almost breaking news. Partially cracked.
A couple of things have to happen for that to happen. But I did purchase a hearse a couple of weeks ago, and it's going to be a multi-duty hearse with magnets depending on what business I'm promoting at the time.
Very nice.
Fine.
Well, all I can say is we're looking very forward to the Midwest Haunters Convention, as well as everything else we're going to be doing. But looking at the clock, it does look like we need to wind this down a little bit. So, gentlemen and ladies, it's been a wonderful 2 years. I look forward to spending year three with spending time with most of you at various conventions or other things. We have some really, really big things going on in the works that we can't talk about right now, but we will soon. Some of them involve, you know, things that you're already aware of. Some of them will be completely out of left field. But all I can say is I'll raise my bottle of Mike's Hard Cranberry Lemonade to you guys and say here's to year three. May it be extremely productive, informative, entertaining to all the folks out there. And thank you for listening, everyone. And here's to another great year. Cheers to you all.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Badger? I was starting a Kickstarter for you to actually, for people to actually buy you a manly drink.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Baby steps. It was all that was in the fridge. The Harpoon IPA was gone, so what can I say?
Oh, bummer.
Oh, no.
That begs the question, Jim. Will there be Big Scary IPA at Midwest or in the future?
You know what? It's been a while since I've brewed any, but there just may be. I've got just enough time to brew a new batch.
Mm. And this time, dude, this time, yes. Get the beers to us before I get on the plane. And that way I can drink it when it's cold.
If you're flying back.
The only way Jerry wants to carry him back to the airport is in his belly.
Well, I will make sure they are cold this time because I've got a suite at the Drury.
Why don't you get... Have you ever done a cask IPA where it does the natural carbonation?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Oh, so it's English. It's like cream style, huh?
Yeah. I brew it in my basement.
Basement?
My basement.
We don't want to know what the secret ingredient is.
Hopefully in your bathtub.
Only if you're in it, Tater.
There we go.
Oh.
No.
But anyway, since
Jim,
we are again...
Jim, I'm warning you.
Chris won't let me in your bathtub anymore.
Yeah, we're treading into some more dangerous territories, folks. So let's wind this down. What do you say? Let's go ahead and wind this down, folks. Last words on year two. Looking ahead to year three, we'll go ladies first. So, Tater.
We are never going to make it to year four. That's for sure.
Five will enter. One will survive. Wendy, how about yourself as special correspondent? What do you look forward to in year three?
Oh, I'm looking forward to bringing you guys some more information about some people in some of the makeup world. I've got some people I'm planning on interviewing. I think it should be a pretty decent interview and lots more makeup to come.
Any possibility of maybe a makeup segment at some point in the future?
That's what I'm hoping that we can get together on that, and I'm hoping that'll be one of the next things coming.
Very nice. How about you, Jerry?
Jerry.
Help, so I turn the mic on?
Yes.
I'm having a coughing fit, sorry. I'm looking forward to next year, definitely. I got the new CD coming out in time for MHC. And like I said, the potential breaking news of relocating to Ohio at some point this year could be before MHC, could be after MHC. We don't know yet. And that is also will segue into some other things that might be happening later this year towards the haunt season that I cannot talk about yet.
Very sweet. Storm, how about yourself? I know that you will not be making MHC this year, but you do have some alternative plans, among others.
Well, yeah, I'll be covering TerraCon. And, hopefully there'll be a new advanced Stormyland, which will mean a better studio for me and more opportunities to bring you more information about the Chupacabra.
Oh, can't wait to see that. That's got to be the next big thing in haunts, the Chupacabra, we hope.
That's what I've been saying for 2 years, and I'm telling you, I'm going to be right.
Jim, how about yourself?
Well, you know, I'm excited because we've got everybody involved in some way, shape, or form in the con circuit, which is something that we really needed. And with this extra coverage and with Wendy and Dog Soldier and Tater on board, it's just going to bring some new elements to the show, and I'm looking forward to working on my hearse some more and, you know, using it for some of our promotional stuff.
Excellent. I've got no real major news going on other than the fact that I am still booking for actor workshops, so you can always go to my website, rabbitbadger.biz, and check that out. Look forward to see everybody at MHC, MonsterCon coming down the road, HauntX in Reno, and a few other places. But I definitely want to thank everybody for making, without any of you guys, including Dog Soldier, Year 2 would not have been as cool as it is. And, of course, the listener out there, thank you so much for listening. Without you, we are literally nothing. But I want to thank all the hosts, including Storm.
We will be stopping the show at Pep Boys during the commercial break, and I promise we will put the wheels back on this episode.
Nice. The Unknown Scare Actor?
I just drew a blank.
We'll go with that. The Haunster Medalist, Jerry Vane.
I drew a stick figure.
It's very pretty, too. My name is Drew Badger. I'm just sticky all around after being in the sun all day. You're listening to the Round Table of Terror.
Drew a blank with a hat.
The recently deceased. It walks. It walks. A big scary show.
Hey, it's Tater with the Tater News Network. We're going to follow up on a story that we broke earlier for you. We have Jerry Vane now in a Walgreens. Apparently, as he exited the car, he had a paper bag over his head and shoved two harmless old ladies out of his way, demanded that they move so he can get his guy liner. This is a tragedy, and it is a sad, sad day for Walgreens, because I believe when Jerry's done, they will not have any guy liner either.
Are you feeling just a little bit crazy? Are you looking for the right costume to match that craziness? Then you need to go to Von Caron Productions and check out the Insane Ensemble. If you've got a mad scientist is ready to start working on a monster, you've got to check out the Psychosurgical Coat. If you're ready just to start butchering people up, they've got a dissection smock. Or if you think you're just a little bit too crazy and need to be restrained, how about a commitment coat? Von Caron Productions and the Insane Ensemble. Committed to haunters who expect quality. And remember, Halloween is but once all year. Von Caron Productions. Check them out at www.voncaron.com. That's VONCHARON. Von Caron Productions.
All right, Dark Soldier here with Danny Pintero from Cujo. Danny, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How's the convention been for you this weekend?
I'm having a good time. It's my first, so I'm sort of feeling out how it works, but I'm having a really good time. It's a blast. Like, it's silly, and it's really fun people, and great costumes, and oh, yeah, super good stuff.
Okay, so how old were you when you did Cujo?
I was 5 and a half, almost six.
Six.
Yeah.
Okay, so who helped you with your lines during the movie?
My mom. You know, I couldn't read still. I mean, obviously, very little. I'm too young to learn them myself. So she would read my lines to me, and I'd work on it. And then I'd also memorize the line before mine so that I knew exactly where to speak. And so we would just run it back and forth. She would do all the various voices, you know.
That's pretty good for five and a half years old.
I mean, you know, I just have a great memory when it comes to that. But the funny part is, as the years have gone by, my memory is like my worst attribute. I have a terrible memory.
Really?
But I can still memorize lines like nobody's business. I can memorize a whole script worth of lines in a day, but I can't tell you the name of somebody I went to college with. Like, I don't know
what's wrong with me.
Something's wrong with me, obviously.
What was your reaction to first meeting Cujo, and did they let you meet him before the shooting?
No, not really. And there were eight of them, so there's not just one dog. There's eight dogs, and I was not allowed to have any interaction with them whatsoever. Because, not for safety reasons or any of that, but because if the dogs became too friendly with me, then they weren't going to react the same way, and they might start wagging their tail when they saw me or what have you. So we, neither he or I were ever allowed to really have any interaction with them. I'm sure once the movie was nearing an end, I was able to hang out with them a little bit, but I don't really remember anything specific.
Now, is it true that you bit Dee Wallace's finger?
I did. Well, I mean, you know, we were in the middle of a really stressful moment, and I was acting hardcore, so I don't think she would have had it any other way, like, because then she gets to have a legitimate reaction to it, you know, and I didn't cause any blood.
Oh, good. Now, how old were you when you first saw Cujo after it was done?
I saw the premiere.
Okay,
right,
yeah.
After the movie. Yeah, and it was great. I had no problems with it at all. I mean, there's one scene that's just a little too gory for me, especially at six, but mostly it was fine. I enjoyed it. I got to see what we had been working on for all that time. Finally, in one piece. So.
Now, how hard was it for you to be a normal kid growing up?
Not that hard. You know, I mean, when you've got the kind of parents who are supportive of you having a normal life, it's not hard at all, you know. And I was too young to really ever get into the celebrity parties and going out and doing all that. I mean, I was 15 when Who's the Boss ended, so I was barely old enough to sort of be wanting to do that anyway. So I was mostly just, you know, doing skateboards and riding bikes with my friends on the weekends kind of thing. And but we did make a concerted effort to make sure that I got an education, and that was the most important thing. So if I hadn't really done that, if we hadn't insisted to the producers of Who's the Boss that I actually go to an actual school every day, and then come
really?
There's no way I would have gotten to Stanford. So yeah.
Now, going through to Who's the Boss, after the season ended, did you ever had a fear of maybe being typecast?
Of course. And by then, we'd already started seeing that happening. So it was really obvious that that was going to be a factor. And that's why my parents made such an effort to get the education going, so that when the show ended, all I really cared about was finishing high school, not being a celebrity, you know. And I'm so grateful that it happened that way, because otherwise, who knows what would happen.
So what's Danny doing today?
I manage a P.F. Chang's in Las Vegas.
Really?
Yeah. Nothing entertainment business related at all. I tried over the years here and there to get the career going again, but it never happened, and I never really wanted it enough to make that much of an effort. So, now I get to work 10-hour days and stress myself out.
Like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Well, Danny, on behalf of the Big Scary Show, we'd like to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule here at Monster Mania to talk with us.
No problem. I had a good time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Greetings, Haunters. Are you ready to face your fears?
Brought to you by Dark Spectre Custom Couture. Check out Nez's work at www.darkspectre.com.
Couture for the creatures of the night.
Greetings, Haunters. The Unknown Scare Actor here. As we move a little bit into Face Your Fears and we research why people go to haunted attractions, what pushes them to go get scared, I brought up another list of things that I've been doing research over the past few weeks. I've been just compiling some information, and I just thought I'd present some of it to you. You know, people enjoy being scared and seeking the feeling out because deep down they know they're in no real danger. Subconsciously, almost subconsciously, we understand the real risk of these activities is marginal, and because of this underlying awareness, they experience excitement rather than actual fear. You know, another reason is why people go ride extreme roller coasters. It's the adrenaline rush. Most adults and teenagers are able to realistically gauge the actual level of threat that scare stimuli pose to them, and accordingly, their safety level. For example, watching a horror movie poses no physical threat, with the minor psychological threat being that they might have nightmares as a result of seeing it. Therefore, most viewers feel safe watching a film and are excited by it, not truly afraid. That's just the first key in a rather large cog, I would have to say, as to why people go. But I thought I'd bring that out to you and give you an idea of what of some of this research I've done and the first step into why people come and love to be scared by us. Next episode, we're going to talk about the terror tolerance scale. So until next time.
Always remember one thing, Haunters. Everyone is afraid of something.
This just in on Tater News Network. Jerry Vane could not find any guyliner at Walgreens and now has had to special order a 55-gallon drum sent next day to his house. He's going to be pumping out the guyliner, so this will never happen again. It'll last him at least a year, maybe 6 months. But Jerry Vane is now happy. He has his guyliner on his way, and he is overjoyed with the fact that he has his guyliner.
Tired of surfing all over the web to find the latest haunt news? Why sift through hours of those video tube channels trying to find the latest how-to videos? Isn't there an easier way? Of course there is! Introducing HauntersDigest.com. With HauntersDigest.com, just one click will put a world of haunt information at your fingertips. From the latest news, to vendor information, to video tutorials. And don't forget the soon-to-be world-famous Haunt Brief, which takes a deeper look into many aspects of the industry. There's even a directory of over 800 haunted attractions, so you can find the right one for you. Still not convinced? There's even columns written by many experts in the industry covering a wide range of topics. Rumor has it a certain member of a particular podcast might even write for HauntersDigest.com. As an extra bonus, you can follow them on Twitter and Facebook. For more information, visit www.HauntersDigest.com today.
Put your death mask on.
Wednesday 13. Put your death mask on the Big Scary Show.
Mask is too tight for my head. I can't see.
Where you don't have time to wait to be scared.
You're taking too long. Just throw something on and get to your scene.
Darkest fears unlimited. Masks, props, and blood that will make your haunt scary.
All right, this mask fits perfect, and parts of it are even pulsating. Finally, I'm gonna scare every night.
DarkestFearsUnlimited.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you've been following the show for any length of time, and we certainly hope you have, you know that since January we've been talking conventions. We started this year with HauntCon, moved to January, Canadian in February, talked in Transworld, West Coast, HauntEck, National Haunters Convention, all these great conventions winding its way through the year, and now we're at the one that we all love, the one that all the members of the Big Scary Show go to, the Midwest Haunters Convention. You know, it's the same old old one from last year. Not much has changed. You know, everything's great, right? Wrong. If you haven't been following the news, it's got new ownership, new management. It's going to be a good one. There's been a lot of talk about it. We got the person who knows all the answers, hopefully, Jen Braverman. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing tonight?
If you know the name Jen Braverman, she's the owner of Trans World and now is the new owner of Midwest. We also have the unknown scare actor on the line with us to discuss Midwest Haunters Convention 2014. Jen, I guess the big question, and some people may not have heard the news, you bought it last year. Some people have raised a lot of questions. What's happening to Midwest? Are you turning it into Trans World 2.0? Is this just going to be, you know, the same old, same old? What can people expect to be different in 2014 at the Midwest Haunters Convention in Columbus, Ohio in June?
What can be different? Well, I think the majority of everything we're doing is very, very much the same feeling of what Barry, Nina, Kelly, and Kathy really developed with a lot of their events that they have done. A new added bonus to the show floor is going to be the MHC Kids Zone. So we're going to do like a kids' Halloween costume contest. There'll be the Netherworld Kids Haunted House where people can go through kind of a maze. We've got some zombie shoots. We're going to have face painting on the show floor. So I think the biggest change would probably be adding the Kids Zone to the show floor.
So you're making it a little bit more, shall we say, family friendly, even though there's no age limit for Midwest?
Exactly. Just really a place that if people do bring their kids, the kids can really enjoy themselves as well.
Sounds great. You know, everybody knows that Midwest is famous for its great vendors, its great tours, its great education. The pre-show tour this year, and I'm assuming it's probably due to just the fact that you didn't have time to make it a two-day tour. It's down to one day this year, and a lot of people have been asking, you know, what's going on with this? Is it always going to be one day? Is it going to go back to 2 days? What can people see or expect when they sign up for the pre-show bus tour this year?
Yes, you are right, Badger. We are just doing a one-day tour. You know, we had a lot of feedback where some people really love the 2 days, but a lot of people were getting tired of sitting on a bus for 2 days and really thought maybe the one-day tour would be good. Yes, in terms of time with everything, we didn't have as much time as we would have liked to plan an extensive two-day tour. But we'll see how the one-day tour works out. If people seem to really like it, then we can keep it that way. If they really want it back to the 2 days, then next year we'll go back to 2 days. So I think you're going to see a lot of great haunts. Factory Terror, Bloodview, we'll be able to do the lab, where, you know, with kind of just a tour without actors there. And there's a lot of great things that are going to be going on Thursday night and then finishing off that night with, you know, karaoke. So I think the Thursday night event's going to be a lot of fun. Yes, it's going to be a little bit different than things have been in the past, but I still think it's going to be a wonderful event.
So you're going up more or less towards the Cleveland area this year, it sounds like.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And again, you said Factory of Terror, Bloodview, those were world-class haunts when I went there a few years ago, I believe on the tour 2010, maybe 11.
Right.
Don't quite remember, but those were fun, and I'm sure that they've improved upon them even more somehow, and those will be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to having my spot on bus number two.
With Tater?
Yeah, I was going
to say. We told Tater he could be a bus captain.
Yeah. That was your first mistake.
Yeah, that's the first mistake
you
made.
Yeah, maybe. So we're really excited, and I think that the bus tour is going to be a lot of fun. The other thing is I think it gives people a chance of some of those people that couldn't always, you know, make the two-day bus tour take that time off of work. So, you know, maybe other people get to take advantage of just doing a one-day tour. So we'll see how it goes, but I think we're seeing a lot of great haunts. I know they're really all excited to have us, and I think it's going to be a great time.
And will you be looking for, you know, feedback on this for next year? Will you be looking for a two-day or I guess the question I'm trying to ask is, you know, the old management would pick a direction basically and head in that particular direction. Are you looking at doing it that way, or are you just going to be basically taking requests from other haunts?
For this year or for next year?
For next year.
I don't think we figured out exactly what we want to do yet for next year. I think it's going to be really important to see how this one-day tour goes, and I think that's going to set a lot of precedence for where we go in the future, depending if we do two-day tours.
Okay.
I look for feedback. I think it's important to understand what the industry wants and then try to base it off of that as opposed to just kind of what I think everyone wants to do.
Sure.
You know, another big aspect that has always been popular at Midwest, Jen, is the education. And I see you've made some changes this year to the education seminars. And you know, we've seen some feedback on the forums and Facebook. Some of it positive, some of it negative. I personally think the way you've gone with it is a positive. And could you tell us a little bit more about the structure of the seminars?
Yeah, I mean, we actually have just added the Garage of Evil. He's going to be doing, his group is going to be doing like a whole kind of thing for the home haunters. They're building a bunch of, hopefully about 6 tracks. So we'll be able to serve that part of the industry as well. But really what we've done is, I know before there were kind of packages where it's like you could spend $80 or $90 and get these for the day, but we also did some stuff a la carte for some individuals that on a Saturday that may not be able to afford the $90 and just want to go to a couple classes, and then it's $25 a piece. So kind of broken them up a little bit. I think there's kind of something for everyone with the way we've designed it for this year.
I think the a la carte aspect of everything is really appealing because, like you said, you know, people don't or want to or can't spend $80 or $90, and there's that one class they want to take. Now they can give you $25 and take that one class.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, everything is kind of a wait and see. You know, we came up with some concepts based on some of the feedback we got from Barry and Kelly and kind of came up with some stuff on our own, and we'll see how everyone likes it. And if this works out and people are happy with it, we'll continue with it. If it's something that people would rather have the old type of model and go back to, then that's something we can do as well. So we're not married to one type of series that we've developed or anything that we've really done this year. You know, it's our first year and it's us getting our feet wet and just kind of trying to see what they've done in the past and what we think we can improve upon.
And have you signed on some instructors besides the Garage of Evil? I've seen people here and there and different tracks. Is there anybody that just jumps out that will be teaching this year?
Yeah, we have a tremendous amount of speakers for this year. And they're all on the website, actually, too. So Mini Spotlight is back again sponsoring all of the seminars this year. But, you know, you have some instructors like Tattoo. You have John Denley. You've got Eddie McLaren. You've got there's a lot of different people. Alan Hobbs will be speaking. The Gavinskys will be speaking. Margie Kerr will be speaking from Scarehouse. There's a lot. So, I mean, if you kind of Jeff Simons, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, Kevin Stitch, Tim Green. I mean, you really just kind of have to go through the website. But I think there's a little something for everyone here.
I assume Dick Terhune will be back?
Yes, absolutely. I actually think Dick is doing one of the MCs for something. I don't know. We're still working out all the details.
Nice.
But, yeah, we definitely, I mean, everyone who's really been a part of the show over the years, we really have tried to keep them, you know, still really very much so involved.
And these are not just the Friday workshops, are they? These are the ones for the entire weekend, correct?
Yes, yes, absolutely. If you go to MidwestHuntersConvention.com/education, you can kind of just get a real preview of all the seminars that are going to be happening at the show.
Okay. Because I know that's one of the, you know, the big gems is just being able to check out just so many of the heavy hitters in the industry just sharing their knowledge. And I look forward to taking a look into at least a couple of them. But I wanted to ask you a little bit of what's going on Friday night. There was some controversy at first that there was going to be no karaoke. Now all of a sudden there is karaoke. There's a big Friday night party that's rumored to be happening.
Yeah.
I know there's a tour going on that's hitting one or two places. Usually there's a tour and then there's karaoke from the old management. So what is this big party and what can people do when they start filtering in on Fridays? They're not taking the Friday classes. They're here for the Friday night activities. What's going on?
I mean, really, we'll be able to start going to, we're going to go to Scare Factory first. And I know David's planned some really cool things for us this year. And then we're going to, you know, head over to the Scaratorium. And I think that there's going to be a lot of neat stuff there. And then finishing up with a late night party with Chris Stafford and his team that's going to be really off the hook. We're still finishing up some of the details, but they throw such a hell of a party that I think it's going to be really exciting. I think it's become legendary, actually. So, you know, that's kind of what the night looks like. But, yes, you're right. Originally, we weren't going to do karaoke, and we listened to everyone, and their requests were really big, so we wanted to bring it back. We had Thursday night available, and so it's kind of a little bit of everything this year.
So karaoke is actually Thursday night this year?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, excellent. So people coming back from the bus tour And then they walk in and listen to a whole bunch of people singing.
Exactly.
Hopefully we can get Haunt Rocker Jerry Vane involved in that. We'll have to twist some arms, I'm sure.
Okay. So we're excited. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, I really do. And obviously Saturday night, we have the Masquerade Ball. So I think that's going to be amazing. Nina and Kelly are very much involved with pulling all of this together with the Body Art Fashion Show and, you know, all those amazing events that happen during the Masquerade Ball. And I think it's going to be great. I think it's just going to be a lot of fun, a lot of drinking.
Oh, there will be some of that. As far as some of the events going on during the Saturday night, Ms. Scary Midwest, is that back this year? You said the body painting is going to be back, so will there be, you know, the Ms. Scary Midwest or the scariest costume, which have had contests in the past?
All of them. We brought everything back. So we have everything that's coming back. Nina and their whole team is helping us be able to make sure that we still deliver the same product they did with you guys. So everything's coming back. Every contest they ran is coming back. The Bloody Mary makeup wars on the show floor are coming back. Show floor demos will be added as well. So that'll be, you know, free with admission. I know they did some of those last year. And I think there, you know, there isn't anything that I think people enjoyed that we're not bringing back.
Excellent. As far as will there be food at the party again? I know there was a little bit of, I don't want to say controversy about the food last year being either late or something like that. Will it be catered? Will it be from the hotel? Do we?
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually going out there May 7th to sit down with the hotel and plan, you know, the catering menu. But yes, there will definitely be food at the event. So I don't know what that is yet because I haven't done it. But yes, the event will definitely have food in it.
Oh, excellent.
And we're going to have great DJs and, you know, all the fashion shows and all the stuff. John the Flamboy from Zombie Army will kind of be the MC for the evening.
Oh,
but
Lord.
We're still going to have different people judging the contest that he will be bringing up throughout the night. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Are you still looking for volunteers to help work the show?
We have gotten submissions from a lot of volunteers, and kind of what we're doing right now is sitting down, figuring what our staff can do, and then after that, we'll be able to start reaching out and seeing what other needs to be filled and start reaching out to everyone else that has reached out to us. But people have been very, very generous with their offerings, and we have a lot of submissions at this point, so I don't really know at this time if we need anyone else because we have so many people that, you know, still want to be so much a part of Midwest.
How's the vendor floor looking? Are you filled up yet? Are you filling up fast?
Yeah, I expanded the floor plan on the line right now, and we have a lot of new vendors. So I'm excited. You know, at Trans World this year, we were able to find a lot of new people, and we were able to carry some of that over. I think they had a really good Trans World show and are just really getting excited about Halloween and different kind of people they can meet, and they've, you know, kind of submerged themselves in the industry, and I'm sure they're going to a bunch of different shows now. So I think there'll be some new people that we haven't seen before on the show floor.
Just as a point of info, this is being recorded approximately 6 to 7 weeks before Midwest, so as of the time of this recording, there is still plenty of opportunities to register or to vend at Midwest, it sounds like.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But no guarantees as it gets closer, right?
No, that's true. But I'm very happy with the list we have put together so far. So I think it's great. So I'm very proud of it.
And I know that a couple of years ago they started a fee to enter the trade show floor. I assume that will continue. Will that be at the same price for the general public to come in and tour the floor?
Yes. It's $5 to get in for the 2 days of the show. I know there was some talk online wondering if that was $5 per day. It's not. It's for the weekend. We have a bunch of different packages, depending on what you want, that would also include the trade show floor. And as you guys know, prices go up a little bit if you buy them on site because we try to incentivize people to buy early.
Sure. So, you know, they can go to Midwest Haunters Convention or MidwestShow.com and register online, correct?
Yes.
Is that being through Ticketleap? Who is that running through?
Yes, it's still running through Lee at Ticketleap, yes.
Okay, great.
You know, I wanted to just step back to the Friday bus tour for a second. I know Scare Factory and Scaratorium. I encourage everybody that gets an opportunity to take this tour. I went on it last year, and as an extra added incentive, there's a rumor going around that 3/4 of the Big Scary Show will be working at Scaratorium that night.
I deny any rumors.
So you might find us somewhere in the haunt. You just got to figure out where we are.
That's awesome. Yeah, and then, again, the paranormal daytime tour. So far, more than half of that is already sold out. So if people are interested in doing that, there's still some seats available on the bus. So we'd love to have you guys. I'm sorry, what?
Where is the paranormal bus tour heading this year?
It's going back to the Ohio State Reformatory and the Bissman Building in Mansfield. I believe they toured it last year, but typically we don't do a lot of, they haven't done a lot of buses in the past, so I think there's still a lot of people that have never been part of it. So I think it's going to be great. It includes the bus, lunch, ghost tours. I mean, I think it's going to be a really nice event.
So, Jen, in a nutshell, it sounds like the major, major physical difference that people will be able to see will be the addition of a kids zone on the trade show floor. Will this be the same haunted house that Netherworld brought to Halloween Extreme last year?
Yes, it will.
Oh, that was fun. I took my kids through that, and they had a good time walking
so,
through
yeah,
that.
So, yeah, we're definitely doing that, and I think for the kids to be able to do paintball on the show floor and shoot at zombies is going to be a lot of fun, too. We're really excited about that. I think that's just a nice added bonus.
Note to Badger, don't dress as a zombie that day.
No, duly noted. And I still wear my kilt, though.
Only if I wear mine.
You guys are funny.
Oh, you think we're joking?
I don't know.
So, Jen, in a nutshell, the who, what, where, when, and why, Midwest Haunters Convention, June 6th through the 8th in beautiful downtown Columbus, Ohio. Plenty of fine dining options off of the convention site within walking distance. We have sampled many of those. Hotel, I assume, is there's still some
hotel we're left. About, I think on the Drury Inn, I think Friday and Saturday, I want to say, I think we're sold out. I think at the Hyatt right now, I think as of today, we're about 65% to 70% sold. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, or made your room reservations, please do so quickly. And if we need to get more rooms, we will try to do that as well.
And there are additional hotels in the area that
there are a bunch of different hotels in the area as well. There's the Crown across the street, the Hilton. There's a bunch of hotels that are in walking distance to the center.
Perfect. So hopefully they won't all fill up, but the word to the wise, go ahead and get your tickets or get your reservations in now because you don't want to miss the 11th annual Midwest Haunters Convention. That is, again, June 6th through the 8th with the exhibit halls open on the 7th and 8th. And all that information can be found at what website?
MidwestHauntersConvention.com.
Jim, any final thoughts or questions?
Actually, yes. And this was brought up a couple of weeks ago, and mainly because I bought a hearse myself. Are they going to still have the hearse parking like they normally do?
Yeah, we're still going to have the creepy car show. People are definitely going to have to sign up ahead of time. Spaces are limited. The convention is kind of, with the fire marshal, has changed some of the rules for what we can and can't do and how many spaces we're allowed. So if people want it, I know in the past I think people have just brought their cars and signed up on site. I strongly recommend that you let us know ahead of time if that's something you want to do because the spaces will be limited, and they seem to be filling up fast.
What about outside where, like, you'd see, like, Spooky Ranch, the Dent Schoolhouse, Zombie Army Bus, they were all parked outside that one walkway. Is that still going to be available this year?
Yeah, but I think we have a total of, 12 or 13 spots, and that's it total.
Okay.
So that'll include, if I'm not mistaken, the hearse parking and the bus parking. So that's why spaces are just pretty tight.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I've seen hearses come from literally hundreds of miles away to park there. So, you better go ahead and get a reservation. Reserve your spot now, or you may just be out of luck.
Yes, that's very true.
Well, Jen, we definitely want to thank you so very much for taking the time out of your what's got to be the most stressful and busy time of the year with the end of Transworld, the beginning of Midwest planning, and not to mention Legendary coming up and the return of Halloween Extreme next year. I don't know how you do it, especially with youngins now. But
yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's awesome. I love it, and I'm so grateful that we have all these opportunities. So I'm very happy, and I just hope everyone, gets a chance to come out to Midwest and really just see the show, enjoy it, and get a chance to see Barry, Nina, Kathy, and Kelly. I'm like, oh, am I missing her? And just really get a chance to see everyone, because I think they're going to enjoy seeing everyone as well. And I think it's just going to be a lot of fun. So I know there was a little bit of drama surrounding it originally, but, you know, I hope we can put everyone's fears at ease, you know, once they get to the convention and really, you know, start to enjoy all the activities that have been planned by everybody.
Well, and once again, that website is MidwestHauntersConvention.com. Get your tickets now. Get your reservations. If you're thinking, even thinking of vending, I encourage you to go ahead and register for that. The classes, the parties, the hotel bar at 2 in the morning, that's worth the price of admission alone. And Jen Braverman, thank you so much again for taking the time to come and speak with us here on the Big Scary Show. We're awfully glad to be a part of Midwest Haunters Convention yet again, and we hope that we can continue to work with you in the future, and good luck on this. A lot of people are going to be waiting and seeing, but on behalf of the Unknown Scare Actor and myself, Drew Badger, thank you, Jen Braverman. MidwestHauntersConvention.com. Go check it out.
As we slide back into the swamp where we hid the body, we would like to thank the following people and others. Virgil Franklin, Master of the Ether Muse. Von Charon Productions. Von Charon, VonCharon.com. Screamline Studios at ScreamlineStudios.com. We'd also like to thank the Four Ghosts. Storm. Catch his ramblings at hauntminute.com. The Unknown Scare Actor. Videos and more. UnknownScareActor.com. The haunt rocker Jerry Vane. Be sure to pick up his latest CD, Virus 308, on JerryVane.com. And Drew Badger, actor, trainer, consultant, and more. RabbitBadger.biz. Be sure to tell us what you think. Send feedback to us at feedback@BigScaryShow.com. And keep sending in those news items, news@BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/BigScaryShow. Make sure to follow us on our new Twitter account, at The Big Scary Show. We just may occasionally tweet out some information that you won't find anywhere else. Be sure to search for The Big Scary Show on iTunes. And while you're there, please give us a review. We would appreciate it a lot. Tune in next time when we bring you the latest news and information from the world of haunting and horror. And thank you once again for listening. Without you, we are nothing. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is The Big Scary Show.
Big Scary Show is copyright Big Scary Show LLC, and no rebroadcast of this show may be made without express permission of the owners. All music used on The Big Scary Show is used with expressed permission of the artists themselves.